You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll find out why it may take more than facts to change someone's mind.
First, the Great Lakes Compact Council met in Chicago on Monday. At the meeting, a coalition of Great Lakes mayors expressed concerns about the proposal for Waukesha to draw drinking water from Lake Michigan.
Peter Annan was at the Great Lakes Compact Council meeting, and he joins us now to talk about what happened. He's co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation and director of environmental communication at Northland College. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
Well, we'll dig into the history. This is a long and winding road to get here, but what happened at that meeting this week?
Yeah, well, essentially, back in June, the Great Lakes governors approved a long-standing water diversion application by the community of Waukesha, a suburb of Milwaukee. And what's happened now is it seems like the mayors in the Great Lakes region are positioning themselves to challenge the governors of the Great Lakes region in court over that decision.
Right. According to the compact, as I understand it, the governors are decision makers. The mayors are not really at the table, but they could get to the table by going to court, it sounds like.
That's right. And the first, This is the whole compact system was created by the Great Lakes governors, and the mayors had a seat at the table, and there's been really quite friendly relations up until recently. But the compact doesn't allow an aggrieved party to immediately file a lawsuit. The first step is for the aggrieved party to come and appear before the representatives of the eight Great Lakes governors to basically lay out their beef and allow the gubernatorial representatives to ask questions.
And did the Compact Council try to allay the concerns of these mayors?
Not so much to try to allay the concerns, but it was quite a bit of back and forth. I mean, right out of the gate, the governor's representatives were asking the attorney for the mayor's a number of different questions, trying to get to some of the finer points of what exactly the mayors were upset about. And so it was really quite a robust discussion.
And what are the mayors worried about? What objections were they raising to Waukesha's approved plan to withdraw water from Lake Michigan?
Yeah, they have kind of two different categories of complaints. One are sort of content and the diversion approval itself, and second is more procedural. The mayors do believe that Waukesha actually does have alternate water supply options besides getting water from Lake Michigan. The compact requires a water applicant to prove it has no other water supply alternatives before turning to Great Lakes Water. Waukesha did a good job of convincing the governors that they didn't have any other water supply alternatives, that basically Lake Michigan was their last resort, and the mayors are unconvinced there and are asking the governors to go back and look at that. Secondly, there are concerns, particularly with the mayor of Racine. As you know, Waukesha has to return the water to the Great Lakes after it is used and cleaned to Clean Water Act standards, and where they're doing that is through a somewhat complicated system where they're piping it several miles to the Root River and then dumping that treated wastewater effluent into the Root River, where it then flows out to the Lake Michigan waterfront near Racine. And the mayor of Racine is quite concerned about what kind of water quality implications that might have at his beachfront. So those are a couple examples of the issues that the mayors have been raising.
Talking to Peter Annan about Waukesha's request, approved as of now anyway, to withdraw water from Lake Michigan. Objections raised this week by mayors along the Great Lakes. Peter, let's get to the root of the story. Waukesha, the water supply they have under them, has radium in it. Does that make the water untreatable, undrinkable?
Well, that's part of the great question, goes right to the heart of the debate. Yeah, so Waukesha sits on this naturally contaminated.
Peter, are you there? Peter Annan cut out on us talking about the Great Lakes Compact and efforts by Waukesha to withdraw water from Lake Michigan to meet its drinking water needs. Peter Annan, our guest moments ago and hopefully moments from now, co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation, director of environmental communication at Northland College. He's been watching this whole process, the Great Lakes Compact itself, setting rules over who can use Great Lakes water and under what circumstances, and more specifically, this effort by Waukesha to use Lake Michigan water instead of the groundwater under them, as Peter was just saying, they're contaminated with radium making it undrinkable. Hopefully, bring him in just a moment. I'll just say, coming up, well, you can share your thoughts, by the way, on Waukesha's application. If you're in Waukesha, I'd love to hear from you. If you're along the watershed, you as well. What are your concerns? Are you worried about this application to withdraw water from Lake Michigan, or you think it should move ahead as approved by Great Lakes governors? Do that on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll hear from Wisconsin Life, and then an argument, do facts change our minds? Our guest says, not really, probably not. Still having trouble raising Peter Annan, it looks like. We'll give him one more moment. Again, share your thoughts on the Great Lakes Compact efforts to withdraw water on the Central Time Facebook page or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Still no Peter Annan. Nope, looks like we've got him. Peter, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Oh, lovely. So briefly, Waukesha, could it treat radium and make its water drinkable? This is a concern raised by some of the other mayors, I think.
That's right. Yeah, the mayors, you know, there are other communities in Wisconsin that have a radium in their groundwater, and they've been successfully treating that radium. Waukesha is actually treating and using dilution right now to get by as well. Waukesha argues that there are no communities of its size that are doing that, and it puts them in a different category. And this is one of those things, again, where the governors were convinced by that argument, the mayors are not, and they want the governors to review it again.
So what are you looking for in the next steps? It sounds like mayors are headed to court. Do we have a sense of when that might be?
Yeah, and so the next step first is for the governors are going to take the mayor's complaint under advisement. First, they wrote a long legal brief, or several of them actually, in which the governors have all read. They heard the oral arguments on Monday. The governors want a few weeks to review that, and we hope to have a decision from the governors on whether or not they will review what the mayors have asked them to by early May. And then if there's no change, then the mayors have a choice of letting it drop or continuing on to federal court. Or if there is a change, then we'll be back looking at Waukesha's situation in more detail.
Lengthy process. Briefly, if it weren't for this court process, how long would it have taken for Waukesha to start actually using Lake Michigan water?
Yeah, it's many years. It's a $220 million project. Probably that's an old number. That's probably going to go up. They have to get a right-of-way for the pipeline in and the pipeline out. It's many, many years down the road. It's you know, I did my first Waukesha interview for my book 13 years ago, and it just keeps on ticking.
I'm sure we'll talk to you again, Peter. Thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks, Rob.
That's Peter Annan, co-director of the Burke Center for Freshwater Innovation and director of the Environmental Communication at Northland College. He joined us to talk about the Great Lakes mayors who expressed concerns about the Waukesha water diversion proposal from Lake Michigan at this week's Great Lakes Compact Council.